Welcome to the Conversations Podcast. I'm your host, Cosme Cruz. There are plenty of fun holidays that never lose their flair any time of the year, from the jolly Christmas season during the winter to the feel-good atmosphere of 4th of July in the summer. There's a holiday for everyone. What I wanted to know this week is if Columbia students had the opportunity to create their own holiday with their own rules and traditions, what changes would our calendar be seeing? First up, junior illustration major Natalia says she's all about celebrating the arts.
Oh, it would be super cool if there was like an art holiday where we celebrate like art history, because you know, yeah, I don't know, there's a Black History Month, which is awesome. We should have like a art history month too. That'd be cool.
Around what time it would be? Would it be like a winter holiday, summer, spring?
That's good. I don't know. I think of something warm. I don't know why. So maybe in the fall. Fall is very artsy in my opinion.
Next, senior music major Joey and freshman BFA producing major Harry have plans on celebrating only the essentials for their holiday.
As SAA, we're gonna have to go with a quad ball day. Yeah. I think I could speak for Harry on that one. You know, a current quad ball enthusiast. I think a day in the summer would be good. Just be, you know, like a July nice summer heat day where you could be outside enjoying the activities that take place within quad ball, that of which I'm not too familiar with, but
I think not even just quad ball, but maybe a long weekend. Like you have like a Thursday off, and then you have that whole weekend, just like a sports weekend. Like you can just kind of like go outside a nice like maybe July, like you're saying July weekend or something, where you can like play soccer, and it's just like a designated to like sports, and a lot of like you'd have a lot of sports going on or a tournament of some kind, quad ball, everything. It's very inclusive. But it'd be fun to just be able to go outside and like, yeah, this time is designated for sports and just to hang out and have fun with your friends and family.
But if you ask me personally, I'll go with a penguin day. Yeah, anytime during the winter.
Joey isn't the only one demanding for animal-centered holidays. Professor of Illustration Sherry Charlton has plans for a holiday we are all in need of.
I think a holiday where everybody has to eat nothing but dessert for the whole day. Or a holiday where everybody gets the day off and they get to just spend the day with their pets. Mm. Like National Pet Day.
Well said.
Yeah, either one of those.
Is this going to be a winter time? Is it going to be like during the summer?
I think the pet day, because I have a dog, should be in the warmer seasons, maybe like June, May. And then I think like it's always nice to have comfort food and sweets in the winter. So maybe that could be more like a November or maybe January when there's like nothing exciting happening. Yeah.
And finally, freshman graphic design major Zio says he's got plans for bringing back a much needed holiday that got lost in translation.
I'm going to twist it up a bit. I want to bring back a holiday that you know, we forgot about. Not forgot about, but just kind of lost in generations. You know what I mean? So, and that's Sabbath, Holy Sabbath, which is the seventh day that God made the earth, which he rested. It wasn't a day he worked, but it was a day that he rested. And that's Sunday, right? So I want to bring that back and think that, and I think that we all deserve Sunday to be the day, not, you know, obligated to go to church or obligated to work whatsoever, but rest and eat a meal with our families.
Make sure to check out more stories like this one at ColumbiaChronicle.com and check out our other podcast, Chronicle Headlines. I'm Cosme Cruz. Thanks for listening.